Have you ever wanted to start your own business but don't know how to? Are you struggling to reach your market but don't have the right tools? Are you trying to increase your business connections but don't know the right people? Welcome to your Business Monster Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Your Business Monster Podcast. We're just two normal blokes with a passion for personal development. Our ultimate goal is to create a community and unlock the formula for success. We'll be interviewing key business players, social media entrepreneurs, and put into practice what we learn in an open forum. We'll document our business startup from scratch. We will share the highs, the lows, what worked and what didn't. All of this will be captured on podcasts, blogs, video, and social media. So join us and make a blueprint for success. I'm Dave Butcher.
And I'm Mike Taylor, and we are Your Business Monsters. Right, guys, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon.
How are we?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I've started training again.
Yeah?
Yeah, not as massive as you yet.
How's it going?
Not bad. It's week one. Little bit of pain.
Aching.
Aching. Yeah. Bit of lactic acid retention, I think.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
But, definitely.
Sorted my diet out a little bit. And, you know, got the wedding in 4 months now, so it's ground zero at the moment.
Dialing in.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'm about 8 weeks out from a show. So all my diet's dead strict, tired all the time, starting to get slightly grumpy.
Yeah. Grumpier, you mean?
Grumpier, yes. Right, so today's podcast, what we're going to talk about is how to create a business plan. We mentioned on our last podcast number 6, that we were taking stock, seeing where we are, and one of the things was how to make it more professional, and that was one of the things on that was how to make a business plan.
Indeed.
Before we go into that, what we're going to do, I'm going to talk about our top tip and something we've been using for the past couple of weeks. It's an app, you can download it on your phone. I'm pretty sure it's across the board on iPhone and Android and Windows. It's called the If app. And essentially what it does, it saves you time basically with your social media, so you can set it up so you can post once, for example, say on Instagram, and that will go out to all your other social media streams, so you don't have to almost like a copy and paste job and send them all out one by one. So basically what it does, it links all your accounts together. So for example, what we've used it on is Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and our Facebook business page. And inside of it, what you've got is something called recipes. So I'll just take you through the steps of how you set that up. So step one is choose your, it's like a master, what you're going to use as your main one.
Like the native platform that you're going to publish on.
Yeah, so my personal one, my favourite one is Instagram. And that's the one where we've been pushing most of our content out, to be honest.
Indeed.
So we've chosen Instagram as our master. And then the next step is to create recipes. It's dead easy. Top right-hand corner, there's almost like a mixing bowl, top right-hand side. Click that, add a new one. And you add all your other social media ones that you want Instagram to link with. Step three, it'll prompt you to authorize. So every time you add one, you've got to authorize it. So if you link it to your Twitter, the Twitter interface will come up and you'll have to register the If app with Twitter, and you have to say, yes, that's okay. Step four, add all your recipes. And step five is test it out. So do a post on Instagram. Natively in Instagram, you can basically turn the If app off, sits in the background, post on Instagram, and then you will get an alert, and you can turn this on and off. You can get alerts for all your posts, and then just go and see all the posts, and it does it in quite a neat way. So it actually looks professional, like you've actually done it natively or not on that type of on the other social media.
It looks like you've done it uniquely.
Yes.
On that platform.
Yeah.
So, guys, again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to flush out kind of like the best process, almost, if you like, for running your business. So as part of that, efficiency is probably a massive one.
Yeah.
So if you use an app like this, and there are going to be others out there, and again, we'll look at that, you know, further down the line if anything else comes on the market.
We found quite a few, so we'll probably do a top tip of a couple of these as the weeks go on.
Indeed, yeah. So again, it's just to sort of like, we'll share with you, you know, the best kind of things that we've used to make sure that, you know, because time's precious, isn't it? So the less your time you can spend online publishing your content and getting it out there, is the more time that you've got with a client, or, you know, chasing up new leads or whatever. So again, that's kind of like the background for that.
Yeah, most definitely. So Dave's going to jump in now and talk about how we created, how we started to create our business plan.
Yeah, okay. So again, as time's starting to go on, we're starting to realise that you know, we've got this idea, we're doing the podcasts, we're starting to create content, and obviously at some point we're going to want to monetize this, and even in the early stages where we're just collecting data, we're still going to need some kind of plan about how we use our content, in what way are we going to publish things. So we're doing the podcasts, are we going to use the some of the stuff we're saying to do quotes and infographics. So it's all about really understanding what we're doing and what process we're going to follow, and the business plan is ideal for that. And also, we're going to go for some funding, so at some point a funder's going to want to see, you know, we're going to have to
produce a business plan.
Yeah. and get it in front of them, so they understand what we're trying to say.
But it's also for us, our own sanity, really, because again, going back to last week's podcast, is we were doing well, but we needed some structure, and we need something to keep referring back to of what actually our goal is, and how we're going to do it, and all that type of thing. And obviously, we're creating content for you guys, so regardless of what business you are going to create or you already have, you will need a business plan. I'd say it was an evolving document. It's always going to be evolving, because your business will. You know, times are changing extremely fast. Technology's going so fast. I think if you had a static business plan, you'd sink in the water.
I think, yeah, it needs to. Your business plan would need to be dynamic.
Yeah.
Just to keep up with trends and technology.
Yeah.
And what kind of social media platforms are hot and what aren't.
Yeah, I think we'll probably, as the people, as we start interviewing more guests, that I think that'll be one of our questions, actually, is how they go about producing their business plans and how often they revisit it and stuff like that. Because I know a couple of people I follow, I know for a fact I think they do a yearly business plan.
Yeah, take stock every year.
Yeah,
I suppose. Okay, so we researched some business plans, and we used Pinterest for that. Mm. I wasn't quite sure the angle you were coming from when you suggested that, to be fair, because I don't really understand Pinterest.
Yeah. So on Pinterest, it basically, the initial look at it, there's all pretty photos, and it's quite feminine in some respects. And When I said to Dave, we'll use Pinterest as our resource to find it, I think you were like, what? Why don't you just use Google?
Soft furnishing.
So, but in there, there's thousands upon thousands of how-to images. So it might be like how to basket weave. It might be the top 10 things that you need to do before you die. It might be five things about you didn't know about social media, and they're just infographics. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of them. So we basically typed into the search bar at the top, business plan, and sure enough, thousands of how-to infographics popped up, and we started basically just clicking on them. So there's infographics, click on them, and then there's a link that says read it.
The data behind it.
Yeah, and it links to a website. What we found is, that some, you have to register to get the information, so you have to put in your email address. Mm-hmm. We wanted something quick, so we didn't want to register anything, just because our time was limited. We then found out that some were paid, so some actually go into like websites where you can download documents and pay. I think it was $6 to how to create a business plan.
Yeah,
and stuff
like a
this.
Subscription almost. Yeah, subscription based.
Yeah, but we just went down a free route. There's thousands and thousands of them on there. So yeah, and one popped up that was.
Yeah, it was a format that was contributed by Dave Levansky. So you might want to look him up. He's a contributor for Forbes, and Forbes keeps popping up on Instagram and LinkedIn and funnily enough, Facebook. It's almost like we're being marketed to by these guys because of our behaviours online.
Yeah.
So that's like a little tip for you as well. Your online behaviour will eventually it'll be used for marketing purposes. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever way you look at it. Yeah, so Dave Levansky, quite an informative business plan model, and it suited the kind of social entrepreneur business that we were trying to run. So he basically says that obviously everyone needs a cover page with all your details on. You need an executive summary, company overview. You need an industry analysis. Your customer analysis, your competitors analysis, a marketing plan, your operations plan, a management team plan, your financial plan, and an appendix. So we started. So obviously we started on the executive summary, which was number two, and the reason for that is we're kind of in the middle of developing who we want to be, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
So I think we had to just brainstorm that. Get it. We got the whiteboard out, which we're a big fan of.
Yeah.
Got all our ideas out. What is it we want to be?
Basically, emptied our brains onto the wall.
Indeed.
Essentially.
Yeah. There was not enough room. we came up with the executive summary. So I think should we just go straight into that?
Yeah. Just the what Dave just read off there. I think it's 10 or 12 points, isn't it? So. I thought naively that we'd get the whole thing done in one night.
Yeah.
And I think you've sort of wrote some of these before in past projects. I haven't. So when we were basically starting on executive plan, I soon realised that this is going to take a couple of months. So what we've decided to do is break each one down, and we're going to basically tell you guys how we do each one, and we're going to do that on podcasts, and then obviously we'll blog about it and share our ideas and our results of basically from this format.
Yeah, what I'm starting to find is now I'm starting to enjoy the synergies that our project for us as a business is doing with the actual writing of the business plan, and it kind of it's working hand in hand, because part of our ultimate goal is to become that go-to resource for people. We want to provide the content, but there's that much stuff out there, and you need to look in a lot of different places to get to where you want to be. And there's a lot of distractions I've found as well.
Yeah, especially if you're on the internet, you can. If you've got a short attention span like me, in fact, to be honest, the internet is designed to distract you. You know, websites are designed, adverts, you know, you can't go on a website now with something else taking your eye away.
Of course.
And you know, you've got to sort of like really focus on what you're doing, otherwise even social media, you know, you can be, I've just done it, we were talking away here.
Yeah.
I've checked my phone.
Yeah.
For Facebook.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's a habit. Yeah.
Indeed.
So you just got to be focused on what you're going on the internet for. Get what you need.
Like the SAS, get in and get out.
Yeah, yeah. Close your laptop and go back to old whiteboard, pen and paper, and get your ideas down. I think that's what.
Indeed. So, funders are going to ask, why should we fund your business, Monster? And we are looking to, as part of our social commitment and our commitment to help people and businesses, initially people, we want to be able to put the content out. We want that to be accessible by as many people as possible. So rather than going down a demographic and saying we want to just sit with Mrs. Joe Bloggs and give her 3 hours of our time once a week, and that will be helping our community. No. We want to create the content that will help 5,000 people. Yeah. So it wants to be scalable, and I think that's where our sustainability will come, because if we've got eyes on our resource, then we're going to be able to market on that resource.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think like Dave said, there's a lot of stuff out there very complicated, and what we're trying to do is simplify everything into everyday language, and you know, and our results and the people we interview, their results, and we're trying to create a almost like a continuing cycle. So essentially we interview an expert, they give us something to go away with, we try it, we publish that. So we say, okay, we spoke to Mr. Smith from Smith's accountants. He gave us tips on ABC. We put them into practice. Here are our results. Then you guys will go off, find that, and you become the expert. And then we can interview you on your results, and it becomes a continuing cycle of a community.
Yeah.
So we're all together, we're all helping to find the secret to business success. Really.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, yeah, so unique success factors are that we're extremely low to start up business.
Yeah.
I think most people who are starting a project, I think cost is a massive driver for maybe not starting something.
Most definitely, yeah, because you know, ours is a low cost business. It's ours and our time. Okay, we forked out on a few software bits, website bits, hardware bits. Our business is quite unique in that way. If we're going to start up a shop, for example, there's stock, there's staff, there's
rates,
there's, you know, it's a completely different ball game. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of looked at it and thought, again, that comes down to what we were saying before. If we're doing this face to face and helping Mrs. Jones from Jones Electrical we're given three hours of our time, that's a cost to us.
Yeah.
Whereas all we're doing is producing hopefully valuable content that people can use at a low cost for free.
Yeah. We've been reading up on it in the local media as well, and we're going to capitalise on Liverpool being highlighted as the UK leader for entrepreneurs.
In case you haven't guessed where we're from.
Yeah.
By your accents.
Yeah, so again, we are the city it's a statistic that we've got the most growth in this sector, so that's quite exciting, that, and I'm sure there'll be some grants and funding and stuff off the back of that as well.
Again, essentially though, we don't need much.
No, we don't. No. Our main budget for what we need, I mean, we've got all the hardware, we've got all the toys now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just now having that point of sale, printing and promotion, design and stuff that we really can't do, or that would cost us a lot of money or a lot more research, and we'd have to blog about it then.
Because one of the things we're looking at is video content.
Yeah.
We've both dabbled with it over the years, you know, creating basic videos, but essentially we would have to go off and learn how to do that technique. And what we're thinking is, okay, we pay someone X amount to produce these videos, or we produce less podcasting and blog content while we learn.